Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound podcast. This is episode number 17. My name is Stuart Lawler. Welcome in and once again, and thank you for downloading and subscribing to our podcast. Hope you're going to stay with us and enjoy today's program. If you want to get in touch with us, of course, it's podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. We love to hear your feedback, and more about that feedback in just a moment. Coming up today, we'll be meeting Alistair McCoy. He's a trainer for Sight and Sound Technology based in Scotland. We'll learn all about him. That's coming up in just a moment. Stay right where you are and enjoy the show. Well, as I said a moment ago, thank you for all the feedback we received to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. I think it was actually the most we've ever received after the last episode. Of course, lots of people very interested in the new L-Braille device that we talked about. We've been very excited about this. I personally have been using it for about 2.5 weeks. It's blown me away. It's an incredible machine. You'll find it all on episode 16 if you haven't heard about it. Listen to episode 16. And if you're interested in seeing the new L-Braille in action, give us a call in Northampton on 01604 798 070 or here in Dublin on 01690 9720. Now, as well as feedback on the new L-Braille, we got lots of feedback about the quality of our last podcast, because if you remember, I was telling you that I was using a new mobile solution, let's say, to record the podcast with my iPhone and an app, or well, a couple of apps, I suppose, depends what you're doing. And lots of people said, what were you using? Give a bit more specifics on how this thing was put together. So I've been using, for the last two episodes, my iPhone 11 with an external mic. I'm using the Shure MV88 Plus, although I do have a couple of iPhone mics, and I'll probably end up playing around with them over the next couple of podcasts to try to see what solution we might get. And then I've been using an app called Backpack Studio, which is designed for podcasters and audio streamers to be able to do things on the go. Now, Backpack allows you literally to produce a podcast from start to finish without ever going anywhere near a studio. So you could be in the field and produce something and publish it straight away. I don't actually use it that way. I still bit old school and go back to my computer and do a bit of editing on SoundForge, but you certainly could do that. So I tend to record my links on the phone where I have the opportunity with Backpack to do all sorts of mixing. And then I go back to my computer to sort of do my final edits and cuts and clean up all my mistakes. But there's lots of applications you can use on the mobile platform to record and indeed master and edit audio as well. So you certainly can do this thing without ever going near a computer. And it certainly made podcasting much more accessible for people who want to do that sort of stuff, who are on a budget and who don't have the time or the inclination to spend hours and hours editing sitting in front of a computer. So it's really interesting for me to play with this technology, and we got some very favorable responses as to the quality of the last podcast. So thank you very much for that. Now, before we introduce Alistair McCoy, who, as I said, is one of our trainers up in Scotland. He's way up in Aberdeen. I was up there last year in January doing some work, and it's very cold. But Alistair does all sorts of great things, as you'll hear in a moment. But I have to say to you that this interview that Alistair and I did was recorded on a train. And I frequently travel over to our head office in Northampton and get the train from Birmingham to Northampton and back. And Alistair was in Northampton at the same time. And we said we'd make maximum use of our journey by doing our podcast interview as we travel. So you will hear train noise. You'll hear the announcements in the background. I hope they don't detract too much from what Alistair has to say, because it's very important. But I do hope you enjoy it. And here he is. This is Alistair McCoy, our technology trainer in Scotland.
Hello,
as you can tell, I'm not in studio. I've never done this before, but I'm actually sitting on a train traveling from Northampton to Birmingham with Alistair Mackay. And Alistair is one of our trainers working in Sight and Sound up in Scotland. And Alistair and I, because we're traveling together, we thought we'd do a little meet the team piece for our podcast, because if you listen regularly, you'll know we've been doing this for the last while. Alistair, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Hello, listeners, and thank you for inviting me to come and chat with you.
So we're making great use of this train trip by talking to you a little bit about what you do for Sight and Sound. Let's first of all talk about what your role is. What do you do for Sight and Sound?
So I am an assistive technology trainer, and what that means is I predominantly go around and Birmingham see people Street, and when people are recommended equipment, it's always good that they know how to use it. So my role is basically to go out, meet people, and to show them how to use them, show them how to use their equipment efficiently, so they're maximizing what they can do with it.
There's lots of equipment, of course, that Sight and Sound do. What sort of stuff do you tend to cover, or do you cover the whole range?
I tend to focus mostly on software aimed at people with learning disabilities such as dyslexia. So that's my real specialty.
Okay. How long have you been with Sight and Sound?
I've been with the company for about 2 years now.
And what were you doing before you were working with Sight and Sound?
That's a slightly interesting question. So my background is in teaching sailing, actually. I have been a sailing instructor for about 20 years, and I have taught sailing, windsurfing, powerboating, skiing, all sorts of things in those 20 years. And that's really where my passion to teaching and training comes from.
Yeah, so I gather moving into a different type of teaching, but still that teaching mode was probably pretty straightforward coming from sailing.
It was, yeah, and because you're using similar skill sets. You're chatting with students. You're finding out what their expectations are, what their needs are, and you're tailoring. You're tailoring your lesson to the individual person. But I was quite fortunate. Before joining Sight and Sound, I actually had quite a lot of experience with assistive technology software in particular. Myself, I'm very dyslexic, and all the way through my university degree, I was using assistive technology software. So that was the link for me. I had a training background. I knew about assistive technology. So this job actually fitted in quite nicely for me.
Absolutely, and I suppose you're now seeing a lot of people who are now students like you were yourself, using the same type of software. And I suppose no better man to give them that info than yourself.
I like to think so. I certainly, having been through the process myself, I find that quite helpful. Understanding, you know, the type of assessment they would have been through, the interactions they would have had with their assessor, and then actually how, not just how to use the equipment in an ideal situation, but actually how you use it, in the real world, and some little hints and tips I've kind of picked up on the way.
Maybe, Alistair, just for people who are listening who may not know the dyslexia type software, let's say the type of products that might be common in this area, because we on this podcast, certainly in the last year or so, have talked a lot about VI stuff. Tell us some of the software packages you train on and what they do.
Absolutely. They're broken down into a number of different areas. Typically, I'll focus on dyslexia just in this example, though this does apply to a number of different learning disabilities. Generally, people with dyslexia will have difficulty with reading, spelling, memory, and organization. So most of the software packages will cater to one of those four aspects. So the first grouping of software, I would say, would be text readers. So text readers may be familiar to some of your listeners. For someone who is dyslexic, reading can be quite challenging. So text readers will just read the text that's on the screen verbally out to them. And that is software that would cover that would be the likes of Claro Read, Read and Write by Text Help, and their predominant role is as a text reading software, though a lot of them have, both of them have other features. You also have a suite of software which are designed to help note taking in class be more efficient, and that's a big challenge for a lot of dyslexic students, is taking on board all the information in class. You know, because you're hearing someone, you're scribbling frantically, trying to take notes down, and you kind of feel like you can't absorb it all. So there's a suite of packages such as Audio Note Taker by Sonocent, digital recorders, and things like the LiveScribe Pen. Three very different solutions, but all of those will give students the ability to record audio for their in class and in meetings, and that way, whatever they didn't absorb the first time around, they can then go back and re-listen to it and take a bit more time with it.
One of the things, Alistair, that I certainly, because I started in this industry, I suppose, as a trainer, and one of the things that really got me excited was just to see people learn and to realize, hey, I'm part of this journey for people. Do you get that feeling?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes you'll introduce a piece of software to someone, and you'll see their faces light up and go, "This is a game changer. This is going to make my life so much easier." Something like Sonocent, for example, or Audio Note Taker, where a student sees, "Oh my God, I don't have the stress of going into class and having to try and furiously make notes and listen to what's going on. I can actually take my time." So it's much more efficient from a learning point of view, from a stress and mental health point of view, and that kind of thing is always great to see. That always puts a smile on my face and makes my day when you can see a piece of software has been matched to somebody and it really meets their needs.
I ask everybody, what is a typical day in your role? Maybe there isn't one, but what's your average day look like with Sight and Sound?
Okay, so my average day, I get up, first thing I do is turn on the computer and look at my emails, and hopefully there's not too much of a backlog, and I use that time generally to make appointments and to communicate with students, you know, usually a little bit of chasing up with students, and then during the day I will typically have maybe two appointments. So generally I will travel to a student's term time address or their regular address to deliver the training. So we're using the equipment and the environment that they're going to be using it. So making sure things like, you know, their printers are working and everything's set up for them. Not in a kind of a false environment like an office or something. So that's ideal. And I'll usually have two appointments. I do a fair bit of traveling for my job. I'm based around the northeast of Scotland, mostly in Aberdeen, but I travel to Dundee and further afield than that. And usually get home with about half an hour to spare to again just attack the emails as they come in. Mm-hmm. And that's a fairly typical day for me.
And we've been talking a lot, I suppose, as part of our chat today about training and the way that you are supporting people to learn, but you've recently, I suppose, taken on an additional role in the company, haven't you?
Yes, this is an entirely new thing for me. I'm taking on a little bit of a bit more demonstration work, and part of my new role in the Northeast is going to be demonstrating equipment to really anyone who's interested and thinks it might be useful to them. And so really I'm just hoping that being local, I'll be useful to the people in the local area. I can hopefully answer questions, do meet and greets. If anyone wants to see any software, I can arrange for that, or software or hardware, I can arrange for that to be shipped over, and I can go and demonstrate it to them, and hopefully show people how useful some of this equipment can really be.
What do you do when you're not inside of them? When you're not working, what does Alistair like to do?
When I'm not working, well, I'm still very much tied to my sailing. Sure. I've got a small little dinghy that I keep at Stonehaven, so I'm sailing a couple of times a week. I also have I have a bit of a passion for the outdoors, a bit of walking, and I also like to do a lot of kind of hands-on stuff, kind of tinkering with my car, doing a bit of DIY stuff. Usually keeps me entertained of an evening.
Wow, you're certainly busy. If people are listening to this, and I suppose especially maybe in relation to your more recent role and maybe demonstrations, or people sort of say, I really would like to see a piece of technology, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you, especially people in the northeast of Scotland, I suppose?
Easiest is probably my email address. Email address is alistair.mackay, and Alistair is spelt A-L-A-S-T-A-I-R, and Mackay is spelt M-A-C-K-A-Y, and that's at sightandsound.co.uk. And also feel free to call me. My telephone number is 07-881-294-072. I can't always answer it if I'm teaching, but I will get back to you as soon as I can if you leave a message.
Alistair, it's been a real pleasure chatting to you today. Thank you for giving me your time on the train. You might have liked to just relax. Great to meet you and hear about the work that you're doing. I've no doubt people will be getting in touch with you and talking about all the software and hardware and other services that we can support here at Sight and Sound. But for the moment, thanks a million for chatting to us.
Lovely. It's been great chatting with you too.
Well, thank you very much, Alistair. Wasn't it great to catch up with Alistair McCoy and hear all about what he's doing? And I hope the sound of the train did not detract too much from that interview. Now, if you have comments or you'd like to get involved in our podcast, because we always like to hear from our listeners, then please get in touch by email podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. You can also give us a call in Northampton on 01604 798070 or in Dublin on 01690 9720. That's it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it and thank you for listening. We'll be back very soon though, so keep an eye on our podcast feed. From Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound, it's goodbye for now and talk to you soon. Bye bye.